WildTalkRadio.com.
It's time. It's time. It's holiday time. 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 Spin that title. Light up that menorah. And put on that kippah. It's 20 days of jobber. With your Hebrew hero, Lone Jobber.
Fans for joining us on the first day of the 20 days of me, Lone Jobber, celebrating holidays. It's what I do. It's the 25th day of Kislev, which, as you know, is the first day of Hanukkah. For all you still using the Gregorian calendar, that's the 12th day of December. Hanukkah's fun. I like Hanukkah. I think this is actually the holiday that got us all started. Ain't that right, Rocco?
I believe so. I believe it is, way back in the day.
Way back in the day. We've done this type of show a few times now, so.
Last year, we did it in a self-contained episode of CB Radio, the Lone Jobber and Sorokin Holiday Spectacular, that had 30 different names by the time we were done recording.
It was awesome. Oh, I like that one. Probably the greatest episode of CB Radio that wasn't the episode 420, or wasn't my presidential, you know, inauguration.
Or the one that was sponsored by Pez.
Or the one that was sponsored by Pez. Thank you, Pez. You're awesome. Rock's got to get on that to get every other holiday thing sponsored. That is his goal for 2018.
You mean every greater than great debate you're talking about?
Yeah.
Not holiday thing.
Whatever.
Hey, I could have emailed Manny Shevitz and seen if they would sponsor this show. And if they sent you
gift bags. Damn it, Rock! Why didn't you?
Well, we have other Jewish holidays in the new year that involve gefilte fish. So.
I thought we were going to bring that one up.
Hey, they're the provider, so maybe we'll see what we can do for the new year. If you would like to see Jobber eat gefilte fish one more time, email us at jobberlovesgefiltefish@ewazone.com.
You have to spell gefilte fish right, though, without the help of Google.
This is very, very true. So this is day one, right?
Day one, yes, the first night.
All right, so what are we doing on day one of 20 days of Jobber? Hashtag 20 days of Jobber.
Well, since tonight is, you know, the first night, day, however you want to say it, of Hanukkah, I figured we would probably start with the story of Hanukkah. Because, you know, there's only so many Jews on this network.
I know, so we have to educate the masses.
Yeah, so I figured that would be a good place to start, and then we can move on from there.
Okay, so for day one, we're going to tell you the story of Hanukkah as told by Lone Jobber.
Yes. Do not tell your rabbi that this is what Hanukkah really is, Tim. He might not approve. Okay.
So what's the story?
Really? We're going to go straight into the story without... Okay.
Yeah, let's do the story.
Go and do the story first before... Okay.
We'll end each show with a blessing.
All right. Even though... Okay. So let's go back, way back, back into time. You know, it's Palestine, Israel's level area. Well, people are taking over. People are winning. People are losing. Kings are... You know, it's just all that thing. And at one point, until roughly 200 BCE, King Antiochus III takes over the land from King Ptolemy V of Egypt. And he's a Hellenistic type dude. So he's like, hey, y'all can have whatever you want. No, he was cool. He was like, hey, you guys keep your traditions. We're cool. Just understand, I am awesome. Like, okay, fine. Eventually, his son takes over in 175 BE. And, well, he got people in his ear, the Hellenized Jews, like, hey, we don't like the guys in charge. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. You guys can take over now. And so, you know, they come in. And these Hellenized Jews, you know, Hellenized basically means you're more of a Greek or Roman influenced. You know, they come in, they take over the temple, they just fuck shit up. You know, they make an altar to Zeus, they slaughtered pigs on the thing, and this really pissed off the more zealot Jews. And they're like, hey, what the fuck? This is not kosher, straight up. So they have an army, and, you know, we have two of these warring factions of Jews going at it. Eventually, the more Orthodox Jews come out, and they're like, shit, Well, let's look at what we have in the temple. This place looks like crap. They just fucked this place up. We can't use this. We have to create a new altar, so let's do that. But it would take a while to do a new altar. So, like, okay, well, how much oil do we have? They're like, okay, that case is broken. That they defiled that one and that one. And it's like, hey, boss, I found this one over here. And it's like, oh, great. We have one thing of olive oil. We have to have this going for 8 days. Well, we're screwed. But it worked out all right, you know. For somehow, a case of oil that was only supposed to last one night lasted all eight until the next batch of purified oil was able to be ready to be used. And that is the story of Hanukkah. Ain't no fat man needed in that one. Rock, that goes along with what you were taught, right?
Yes, it's exactly what I was taught.
For the past decade, he's been taught that.
I've been educated by a Canadian... Oh, wait, never mind. Wrong quote.
Rock, I'm not that close to Canada.
I know you're not... Well, I mean, kind of, sort of.
I'm a few miles away from the Canadian border, sir.
A few miles, he says. A few miles. Like,
100 or so. You know, there's at least like 100 miles between me and the border of Canada.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but yes. That's kind of the story of Hanukkah, you know, more or less.
It makes sense.
You know, it was the really Jewishy Jews. They're like, hey, this shit's not right. We're gonna invade again. They took over their temple. They're like, oh shit, we don't have enough stuff. And it worked out. And you know, a couple hundred years later, then shit really hit the fan. And, you know, Rome kind of was like, nope. That temple's gone. And that's how we got that. That's for another holiday.
It all makes sense. Yes, that holiday was what the Legends of the Hidden Temple version of the holiday.
Really, I was basically having the sacking of the temple back in, I want to say, 70 AD or so. Mm-hmm. It all works out.
Trust us, it all works out.
Yeah.
So, yes.
And then Rome got involved after that, and they started not being as Jewishy-Jewishy, and Jesus was like, hey, let's be Jewishy-Jewishy again, and then stuff happened. It's for another day, though.
For another day and another time.
But that has been... Go.
No, I was going to say, that's been the story.
That's what I was going to say.
We're right on top of it tonight.
We are. It's almost like we prepared this thing.
I know. So, yes, there you go, folks. Story of Hanukkah that's told by Lone Jobber.
Hanukkah.
But now, as we will end every night of Hanukkah here on 20 Days of
Hanukkah. Hanukkah.
Lone Jobber will give us the blessing as he lights the candles.
All right. Let's find Mr. Lighter here. Fire is pretty. Okay. Wow. Serious time. Oh, wow. That is a different translation than I'm used to. Okay. So I'm just going to go off the top of my head because that's different. We light these lights for the miracles and the wonders, for the redemption and the battles that you have made for our forefathers. In those days, at this season, through your holy priests, during all 8 days of Hanukkah, these lights are sacred, and we are not permitted to make ordinary use of them, except to look at them in order to express our thanks and praise to your great name for your miracles, your wonders, and your salvations. We have two lights lit now.
Pretty. Huh? Very pretty.
Yeah.
So that's what? Day one.
Day one. Yes.
You all can look forward
to many more days of this.
We look forward to many more days. 20 days of Jobber right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So might as well tell everyone what they can expect tomorrow night.
All right. Tomorrow night, the second night of Hanukkah. You know what? We used to play a fun game here on the, I don't know if it was actually CB Radio, but we used to play a fun game called Dreidel. Have you heard of it? I've heard of it. It was fun. We played Extreme Dreidel. We should probably do that again sometime. It was really fun. I think Rock and Rob actually won our two editions of Extreme Dreidel. Shitting bastards. But tomorrow night, we'll talk about Dreidel. It's going to be fun. Spin. Thank you for joining us for tonight. We will be here all week, all month damn near. So make sure to come back later. It's going to be fun. We have a lot of fun stuff planned. But for now, it's Hanukkah night one. And I'm just going to leave you with one phrase. L'chaim.
WildTalkRadio.com.